USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is reportedly considering asking for a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. That's something Senator Lindsey Graham agrees with. The South Carolina Republican told reporters Wednesday that if a special counsel was warranted when investigating President Trump for collusion with the Russians, then there are many questions about Biden's activities overseas that a special counsel can look into.
How far integrated into the Ukrainian economy did Hunter Biden get when he was on the board of Burisma? Somebody needs to look at his time on the board of Burisma. Somebody needs to look at his business dealings regarding China to see if any crimes were committed. But mainly, I think, that to see what kind of conflicts, if any, the Biden administration may have.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Vaccinations are beginning at American nursing homes, immunizing a segment of the population that's been hit hard by COVID-19. As shots of the Pfizer vaccine begin to be administered, a second vaccine is expected to receive FDA approval soon, as the Moderna vaccine will go before an FDA advisory board Thursday. Admiral Brekker-Rahr says that the approval of Moderna's vaccine will help vaccinate even more people. The Assistant Secretary for Health at HHS tells Fox Business that up to 8 million Americans could be immunized next week.
But it looks very promising. The data are outstanding that the Moderna vaccine, 94.5% efficacy, 100% efficacy against severe infections. That's going to the FDA tomorrow. We don't want to prejudge the process, but I can't imagine it not getting authorized. And we expect next week, if we have Moderna and Pfizer, to be immunizing almost 8 million people next week.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
With vaccinations against COVID-19 beginning across the country, many are anticipating a time when life will finally return to normal. That will take a massive immunization campaign, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that it's possible that we could return to seeing movies in theaters and sports in packed stadiums and arenas by mid-next fall, if enough people are vaccinated.
You would need somewhere between 70, 75, maybe 80% of the population vaccinated. The number that I've been using, again, it's an estimate. You can make an extrapolation from other infections. I say between 75 and 80, 85% of the population. If we get that, we would develop a umbrella of immunity that would be able to protect even the vulnerables who have not been vaccinated or those in which the vaccine has not been effective.
And the NFL has decided to delay a decision on adding an extra game to its regular season. At a virtual owners' meeting on Wednesday, the heads of the league pushed a vote on adding a 17th game to next season's schedule until early next year. The league and players' union agreed to add another game to the schedule earlier this year while negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement, but no timetable for extending the schedule was agreed to. League officials say it needs time to discuss changes to the schedule with its media partners. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.